Now we have our second feature, which takes up the post office theme. Derek James looked back to the days when post offices were the beating hearts of our communities. And Sam is here again to read his thoughts.
The country is angry. How could this have been allowed to happen? Hundreds of hard-working and respected post office operators having their lives ripped apart. We watched a television drama which told the story of this long-running outrage so well, and our hearts went out to the victims. Honest men and women accused of being criminals and treated with contempt. They had lost everything, and the programme forced those in authority to finally get their act together and pay the compensation required, we hope. And now we listen to those representing the post office and Fujitsu talk of bugs and errors causing this appalling miscarriage of justice. There was one time when there were so many post offices in Norwich and our towns and in just about every village across the county. They were the beating heart of the community. It was 15 years ago when Barry King and Roger Griffiths got together to produce a lovely little book, Norfolk Post Offices Then and Now, published by Norfolk's John Nichols, who encouraged so many local authors. And it's still available to buy. Gerald Lamont of Fakenham shared his collection of postcards with Barry, while Roger took photographs of the buildings which stood in their place today. It is not too many years ago that every village had its own post office. However, like railways and railway stations, most of them have been closed, said Barry in the introduction. The closure of so many post offices is extremely sad, as in most communities, it was the hub of the village, where people not only frequented the premises for stamps and pensions or to post parcels and letters, but to meet up with friends and acquaintances and, of course, discuss the latest local news and happenings, wrote Barry back in 2009. And behind the counter were hard-working, honest people treated with respect and dignity.